Hi everyone, thanks for driving around. It's Michael Kerr here, and you're listening to Humor at Work. So it's time for another episode of just completely random musings. Just totally random facts, trivia, thoughts about workplace culture, the world of work, and humor. So here we go. Even the CIA managed to deploy some humor in their very first Twitter post. We can neither confirm nor deny that this is our first tweet. I love it. From the book The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acor, fabulous book, he suggests from research 25% of job success is predicted by intelligence. 75% is predicted by three characteristics: optimism, a positive social network, and a positive response to stress. An Ernst & Young study found that for every 10 more hours vacation time an employee took, their performance ratings went up by 8%. The more time people spend in natural settings, the less likely they are to procrastinate. Assuming, you know, they eventually leave the natural setting, I suppose. I told you these were totally random, right? 10 a.m. to noon is the peak performance time for most brains, the time we are best able to deeply concentrate. Office plants are thought to improve well-being, according to one study, by 47%, creativity by 45%, productivity by 38%. Studies show that people are less likely to notice an absence of structure in a business presentation when there's more humor in it. Canadian millennials place a greater emphasis on the importance of workplace culture of a prospective employer than do young people in other countries, according to a study by Universum Canada. A study at L'Oréal found that the best empathizers sold nearly $100,000 more a year than their colleagues. And last of our random musings, Delta Airlines used humor to increase their Twitter followers by 50%. One of the most retweeted tweets: "Baby got back, we like big jets, and we cannot lie. This 737 is ready to fly." Oh, it doesn't take much to amuse some people. All right, and now, my fun at work tip. Why not add a show-and-tell element to your next meeting? Have everyone on the team bring an object from home that represents them, that tells a story. It's a fun, simple way to get to know each other a little bit better. The quote of the week from Roy Moody, president of Roy Moody & Associates: "The most motivating thing one person can do for another is to listen." And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, here's a contest you may or may not want to try at work. The National Association of Friends of the Siesta have created an annual siesta championship and week-long event in Madrid, Spain. Some contestants show up in their PJs, with some clutching teddy bears. Nappers, monitored by pulse readers, try to sleep for a full 20 minutes. Additional points are earned for original sleeping position, costume design, and the loudest snore. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.